From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. President Obama is set to meet with congressional leaders at the White House today to see if progress can be made on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed the Republican so-called cut, cap, and balance bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports the proposal is likely to stop there.
No one thinks the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats, is going to take up this bill. The plan was written by Republicans with no consultation at all with the other chamber of Congress or the other party. It's mainly seen as an opportunity for the GOP to talk about what they would do if they ran the government alone, but they don't. President Obama says he'll call top House Republicans to the White House to continue negotiating on a possible deal to cut federal deficits and raise the debt limit. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
Minnesota lawmakers have approved a budget deal to end that state's 20-day government shutdown. Legislative approval for the plan came early this morning during a special session in St. Paul. It's unclear how quickly Governor Mark Dayton will sign the measure that would allow state employees to return to work. High heat and humidity continue to blanket the Midwest this week. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports forecasters warn the heat could be hazardous.
In the Cincinnati neighborhood of Mount Airy, groundskeepers Alan Rowe and Art Meyer are taking extra precautions due to temperatures that feel like triple digits. Mowing, weed eating, and grass blowing are hot and sticky work. Rowe says two co-workers suffered heat stroke last week. This week, Rowe isn't taking any chances.
We have to start early in the morning. We're constantly, you know, keeping hydrated. That's the most important thing, so we don't pass out on the job or anything.
Forecasters expect conditions to remain the same for at least the next few days. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
Mexican authorities are preparing nearly 900 shelters in flood-prone areas along the country's southwestern coast as Hurricane Dora grows in strength in the Pacific. Forecasters say the storm is centered about 240 miles south of Acapulco and is moving in a northwesterly direction. With Shuttle Atlantis spending its last full day in space, many at NASA are contemplating what comes next. Shuttle Program Deputy Manager Leroy Kane says he's choosing to focus on the program's accomplishments over the last 30 years.
My choice is to celebrate what we've been able to do, and I think the team can take great pride in that. In whatever part we've had in terms of the shuttle program overall.
Atlantis is scheduled to end its mission with touchdown tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Army Major Nadal Hassan will be arraigned in a military court today at Fort Hood in Texas on the charges he's facing in the deadly shooting at the fort in 2009. It's unclear whether Hassan will enter a plea today, but under military law, suspects are not allowed to plead guilty in death penalty cases. This is NPR. There's a scathing report today from the British Parliamentary Committee investigating police handling of the News of the World phone hacking and corruption investigation. As Larry Miller reports, lawmakers found no real will on the part of Scotland Yard to investigate.
The Commons Home Affairs Committee Chairman Keith Fass says Scotland Yard's top brass clearly fell down on the job.
We had a catalogue of mistakes, investigations that were not thoroughly completed, reviews that were not undertaken for longer than 8 hours.
The committee found Rupert Murdoch's News International deliberately thwarted the investigations and that police willingly acquiesced.
They stopped their investigations and they moved on to other things. Some would think that if you are investigating a company or an individual and they refuse to cooperate, you then get tough on them.
The committee's report will be submitted to the judicial inquiry that's separate from the criminal investigation. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
British Prime Minister David Cameron is addressing a special session of the House of Commons at this hour. He's facing questions about his connections to individuals from the News of the World publication. Rangers at Yosemite National Park say they plan to resume search and rescue efforts this morning after receiving reports yesterday that at least one hiker was swept over a 300-foot waterfall. Park spokeswoman Carrie Cobb says there were multiple reports of a hiker going over the Vernal Fall early in the afternoon. Investigators continue to interview witnesses to clear up conflicting reports of the incident. The Taliban is denying reports that the group's leader, Mullah Omar, is dead. A spokesman says that a message was sent to journalists was fake and the result of phone hacking. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.